from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, one person is dead after gunfire rang out on the boardwalk in Long Branch last night. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office is calling this a homicide investigation. It happened on the Chelsea Avenue beach near Pier Village. According to News 12, the incident happened during a concert. Social media posts and surveillance videos showed people fleeing and first responders helping someone on the beach. If you thought it rained a lot in May, you are right.
We were fifth wettest of 131 Mays, and people said it only rained on weekends. And I said, well, Mother Nature didn't play favorites. Roughly half the days in May had measurable rain.
That's state climatologist at Rutgers, Dave Robinson. He says June has been off to a drier start. The Wildwoods are banding together to help the West Wildwood Police Department as it faces a manpower crisis.
Only 4 full-time police officers serve the small community of West Wildwood. The police department there lost half of its staff since 2023 and was taken over by the Cape May County Prosecutor's Office last year. Cape May County Prosecutor Jeffrey Sutherland said the other police departments in the Wildwoods have agreed to share officers and resources with West Wildwood, but a recent report from the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police recommended disbanding the police department there because of the staff shortage and other issues. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And how dirty are beards? Research has shown that beards often indeed host dense microbial populations, bolstered by a moist place for them to thrive. It's been an issue in the healthcare field where there have been mixed results over how hygienic beards are. Some early studies raised concerns that facial hair may be home to more harmful bacteria, but others have shown no difference between bearded and clean-shaven workers. If beards are cleaned regularly and well-maintained, it greatly reduces the chance for harmful bacteria to grow. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. How much sun will we get for Father's Day? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Clouds and cool temperatures may be a bigger problem this weekend than rain. It's going to feel like typical April weather. Happy Father's Day weekend. Our wet weather is going to roll in late this evening with scattered rain, low temperatures in the lower 60s. And then rain continues through tomorrow morning. I think by the afternoon, we'll trend drier with just some lingering showers, hit or miss stuff around. Cloudy and relatively cool tomorrow. Highs only reach the mid-60s. Sunday, a few spot showers through the day. It'll still be overcast with highs in the upper 60s. And then one more unsettled weather day on Monday with a continuing chance of rain. Highs again stuck in the 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Somerville 79, Asbury Park 71, Woodbury 81. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.